Mystery Out.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Yes.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Here, Miami, Dallas.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
I'm a treehouse.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Wonderful.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Yeah. Welcome.
I love Joe Pesci.
Me too. It is October 16th, 2020.
It's a Friday. Halloween's coming up. And we promised everybody a story.
So original band.
We're going to do it tonight.
Everybody.
My dad's on the podcast tonight too. Everybody Yep. Say hello to James Kosolek.
Hello, everybody.
Yep. Back in Putt-Putt's garage.
Back in the shop.
Scoot, shop.
Love it. Feel comfortable. Tonight, we're going to bring to you guys a story of the Halloween that we promised a year ago. We're going to tell the story tonight. Finally.
Yep. Finally the tale. Let's just get right into it, I guess, because
I got a few things just to relate, kind of, before we do that. We'll set this up. Candy corn was originally called chicken feed. Did you know that?
No.
Fun fact. That's a fun fact right there.
Did they make, was it always like it is?
I think, yeah, the picture was. What's that sound?
I don't know.
Well, there Better. We go.
I made it go there away.
Nice, nicely done.
Chicken feed.
All right, the most jack-o'-lanterns on display, and this is a world record, was 30,581 jack-o'-lanterns at one time.
Where?
It was in Boston.
Hmm. Well, that's cool. That's a lot of jack-o'-lanterns.
Tons of jack-o'-lanterns.
That's a fire hazard, too.
It's not like it's 40,000. It's just 30,000.
38. Mike Myers' mask was the actual William Shatner's face. Did you know that?
I think I've heard that.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good fact.
Yeah, I tried to watch, or I seen the poster of it, and it doesn't really look like him.
You know, he's kind of got, like, little bubbly cheeks.
He was really young.
Yeah.
He was, I think that was, like, in his Captain Kirk, like, heyday, right?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Damn it, Spock.
I said, what?
William Shatner, Captain Kirk, that's his face, the mask in Halloween.
Oh.
Mike Myers.
In the movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, I got a couple more if you want to hear them. Yeah. I can save them. I'll give one more, then I'll save some.
Yeah, let's do one more.
It says, Halloween originated from ancient Celtic festival. It originated in Ireland, Halloween.
Is that right?
It was by the Catholics, yeah. And Holly something night or something. And then that originated to Halloween, the word. But it's from the Catholics.
Isn't it to celebrate dying?
Yeah. Dead. Yeah, the Day of the Dead, like yeah. that
kinda
Mexico
like,
does.
Kind of like Dia de los Muertos.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Is that Ricky Martin?
Ricky Martinez.
All right, I'm gonna save some. So if you guys, I mean, we can get right into this story. So this story it's an old story, 40-year-old story, and you guys, your name, right?
This is it's a 10-year-old. It's actually like five.
Just the story
as of recently.
Of Jack.
It's a real story.
Yeah.
This is a story.
For me, it started like 30 years ago.
Yeah, so...
Or 40 years ago.
So, yeah, true.
For me.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's been in the family. You've known about the story.
All right, let's talk about the origin of the story. So Okay. There was a guy named Jack Angus.
Yeah.
And that's what this tale's about.
But how it kind of started was my brother Randy.
What year?
Uncle
what,
Randy.
What year was this?
I have no idea. I think he got home from the service out of the Navy.
Yeah.
And he rented a house in
the 80s?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Early 80s.
Okay.
Mid-80s. Like 1980.
Yeah, 80s.
Cole was born you know? 84.
So him and a bunch of his buddies rented a house just outside of Wilsonville. The house is still there. I went by today and looked at it to get the address, but I didn't, you know, I just let it go with that. Anyway, he found a trunk in this house that they were renting, and this house belonged to a family that came over from Europe. Oh, talk into the side.
No,
into
the front.
Oh, into the front?
Like right that. In the front. Oh, man. Ooh, just like yeah.
Just like that.
Okay.
Macho and man.
So that's where this all started, was in Wilsonville in the 80s.
All right.
Yep.
Uncle Randy had a trunk.
Okay.
Aunt Jody didn't like it. Because...
For whatever reason.
They were in the bedroom, and she seen a shadow of something in the doorway one night.
Yeah.
An apparition.
Yeah.
Of a man.
Well, that's how the story was told.
Well, that's, yeah. And so they ended up keeping the trunk.
So she saw that. When she saw that apparition, she like scared her beyond belief. Like she was frozen. She didn't know what to do.
Yeah, and Randy Randy just said, "Nah, don't worry about it. It's okay."
Played it off.
So, and she said that she just started praying,
mm-hmm.
and as she started praying, it went away.
Oh.
So,
true that.
But let's go back to that house in Wilsonville, because that wasn't even in Wilsonville. So he lived right. Or did it?
It
was
right on the edge of Wilsonville.
Did he live in this house with roommates?
Jay Zwicker, Mike Fessler, and Gary Stinger.
Shout out.
There you go.
Shout out.
Shout out, guys.
Dennis Halter might have been there too. I don't know.
Yeah, you bet he was. So, back in that house, so I guess if that, we're still in the right era, right? So, he had that trunk. And he came home from a shift at work, like kind of late evening, maybe.
He used to like to eat popcorn in the front room, and I know there's something happened.
Well, the story I'm thinking of, so he came home, and he was beat after a day of work. And he went up to his room and went to bed. It was like early evening or something like that, but he just went to bed early, and none of his roommates were there. And he woke up a couple hours later after passing out after work, and he heard a bunch of commotion downstairs. And so he's like, oh, the guys must be home, and they brought some people over. I'm going to go check it out. So he got up and got some clothes on, you know, and put some shoes on, got ready to go down and be presentable. He's walking down the stairs, and there's a door at the bottom of the stairs, and he hears music, and he hears, you know, a good time happening on the other side of the door. But he opens the door, and it's pitch black, nothing, nobody there.
It's weird.
That's pretty crazy.
Right? So
Jack Angus, right?
Mr. Jack Angus.
So Jack was, he had two sisters, and he never got out a lot, I don't think.
So Jack Angus moved from Ireland to Oregon, and they have a chest with them that says Jack Angus, Ireland to Oregon, and the year. And they come overseas, come all the way to Oregon. They settle in Wilsonville. They have this house. He lives with his sisters for most of his adult life.
Yeah, all of his life, his whole life.
And it was his chest.
Well, it was the family chest.
Yeah.
And so when they all passed and this house is left unoccupied, it goes up for rent as a fully furnished home. And Randy and his friends...
They rented it.
Oh.
Fully furnished.
Plot thickens.
Couches, this, you know, some pieces. This chest is obviously there.
Trunk, yeah.
And so He lived in this house for how long?
Oh, God.
Do you remember?
I think it was years.
Until they moved to B Street?
So he was dating Jody at the time, and then they got married, and they moved into Hubbard on B Street, correct?
So when that happened, he's like, I'm not getting rid... This is my furniture now. I'm taking it.
Yeah.
And she didn't even, like it, but no. Ever. Jody didn't like it.
She just had a bad feeling from that vision or...
Yeah.
Yeah, because that vision happened.
You know?
And, you know...
No, I don't.
Do you know? You want to know?
That's why you guys are telling the story.
So they move in. They move in all this furniture. They're dating. They just bought this house in Hubbard.
And Steve was telling me today, I talked to him about it, and they found a bunch of money in the wood stove in a coffee can.
Hmm.
It's like $1,000 or something.
Yeah.
You know, so they were all like, yeah, party, dude. Yeah. This is awesome.
That's crazy. Cool.
In that B Street house?
No, in the Wilsonville house.
Oh, great.
So he probably took a few things that were left there.
Yeah. So do you guys...
So he put all of his albums in the chest and this trunk. It's an old shipping trunk.
Those are Jack's records?
No, they're Randy's.
Oh, my brother's. Yeah.
But he had the empty trunk that was really cool looking.
Yeah.
His girlfriend saw a vision, whatever. He's not too worried about it.
Yeah,
he went down, heard a party, not too worried about it, whatever. Tripped him out. So he moves to this B Street house, furnishings and all, puts all his records in this trunk. It's awesome. Life is awesome, right?
Had two kids.
Yeah, so before that even happened, they supposedly they went out on a date one night, and they had a dog, an aggressive dog. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the dog?
He had a few dogs, yeah.
Okay, so they would always keep the dog.
Baron? I can't remember if it was Baron or not, because I know that was one of his dog's names.
Yeah. So they leave the dog in the garage, because the dog, when they're gone, the dog likes to chew up things.
That's what they say. Like, when you got paranormal stuff going on in your house, your animals freak out all the time. Do strange things.
So they left the dog in the garage. They went out on their date. Then they came home, and the furniture, the couch, the chairs that they brought from that house... All their furniture in their living room shredded to pieces like a horror movie, like really bizarre looking shredding, right? And he's like, that damn dog. And he's looking for the dog. He's walking around. He goes out to the garage, opens up the garage, and starts yelling at the dog. And he's like, wait, the dog was in the garage the whole time. It wasn't the dog.
That's nuts.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
And then Jillian had some...
That's crazy.
Well, what about you? Didn't you go over there and listen to albums and lay on the floor back in the day? Before the kids?
To Randy's house.
Yeah.
I
thought you told me once.
No, I don't know.
Maybe you were... This is, I remember you telling me this once.
Allegedly.
You were laying on the ground listening to some music,
yeah.
Pretty much like with your eyes closed. And you open your eyes and... There's a rocking chair just rocking. Do you remember that? Am I making that up?
No, but I remember the story.
All right.
I know there's...
Maybe it wasn't you.
There
Maybe
was a lot
wasn't.
Of stuff that happened in that house.
A lot of little things. A lot of things add up.
I think when Jillian was little, she was sleeping on the couch.
This is the best one. So...
Yeah, go ahead.
You want to do it?
Tell the story. I want to hear it.
I just know a bunch of shit happened.
Jillian was little, right? And Cole had just been born at this time.
Yeah, he was a little
littler. So he was really little. But I guess she wasn't that little. She was probably like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
She was sleeping on the couch on Christmas Eve because she liked to do that. And then Jody would wrap presents on Christmas Eve after the kids went to bed. So Jody was on the living room floor wrapping presents. And Jillian's just sound asleep on the couch pretty late at night by this point. And then Jillian gets restless, and she starts wrestling in her sleep. And Jody's like, it's like she's aware of it, and she like rubs her arm, comforts her. And then Jillian gets more aggressive, and she's like, Cole, stop it. Cole, that's her little brother, right? That's Cole.
Yeah.
So Jody's like, it's okay. You're just dreaming. She's like, Cole, stop. Leave me alone, Cole. Stop it. Stop, Jack. Stop. Jack, leave me alone, Jack.
All
leave
right.
me alone. And so Jody is like, like she shakes, she wakes Jillian up on the couch. She's, you know, sits her up. She's like, what are you dreaming about? What was your dream about? And Jillian's rubbing her eyes, you know, still like, restless.
Right.
She's like, who's, and then she points to the corner of the room. She goes, who's that man in the corner?
That's and creepy.
Jody just picks her up and runs out of the house.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Crazy story.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty nuts. It's been in your family and it still is in your family for that long.
So then,
so does he get rid of everything?
No. No.
Obviously, the furniture had to go. Things have gone over the years, but the chest don't. The chest ain't going.
It's the records, right? Too.
Because that's where we keep the records. Yeah. And it's awesome.
That's crazy.
But the chest stayed out in the garage from, yeah, from then on.
Always?
No, always in the garage.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think there was even some other instances.
There were others, I'm sure.
At B Street.
And then they, so then they moved to Painter's Loop.
Yep, they bought the farm.
And then my brother passed, and so Jody moved to Silverton.
All the while, that trunk was out in the shop away from the house.
Yeah.
So nothing really came of it.
You know, it kind of all got mauled over, and their life goes on, and everything goes on. And
so she brought it to my house. So in Silverton, the house I live in.
We moved Jody.
Get that thing out of here.
Well, I didn't live there yet, but you know what I mean?
We took it to Jody's, and she's like, that trunk cannot be in this house. It's got to be. Yeah. Get it out. I don't want it.
Yeah. So no kidding.
Somebody took it, and then Zach and Cole went to college, and Ben.
We were moving simultaneously that same weekend. So we just took it.
They just took it to Bend.
Took it right over to Bend.
And then there's more.
And it partied for a few years.
So Jack slept for a bit, right? He had about 15 years off, 10 years off, I guess.
Oh.
Being out in the shop, nobody knew. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he got up and walked around and haunted some shit, but you know what I mean.
So then he goes to Bend with the boys.
It's puberty.
So what do you think so far, Andy?
I think, I don't know. Obviously, there's something behind it, but I just don't believe in really ghosts because I've never seen one, right? I guess. And then, you know, apparently, like, I passed out one night in Bend.
And I don't even believe in ghosts.
You heard stuff in the kitchen and thought it was me, and it wasn't me, and you came
down. So we brought it over. We took it over, right? Over to that place in Bend. Mm-hmm. Our first place over there. That was a good place.
Yeah.
We had a garage. It actually was in the garage, but it was a townhouse, so the garage was right underneath everything. And we were, like, excited. We're like, we're going to stay up all night, and then we're going to get the trunk out, and we're going to have fun with Jack. Oh, yeah, this thing. We know the stories behind this thing. We're going to get him back out, and he'll have some beers with us. That's funny, right?
Yeah.
So, anyways, we went to bed one night. Excuse me. And we stayed up till midnight.
Yeah.
You know, not doing anything much than, like, probably playing some video games or something.
Yeah, drinking beers.
And then we went to bed. And I had a bedroom upstairs, and Cole had a bedroom upstairs, and Andy slept on the couch.
Cole had the big bedroom, though.
Yeah, it was the big one.
Yeah, the big bed.
The Godfather.
Big bed.
Yeah, it was big. So, we went to bed, and then I woke up that night, like, pretty early, you know, probably like 2 in the morning. Woke up, and I swear I heard down in the kitchen, like, that's a good trick, somebody putting away grocery bags rustling everywhere and cupboards opening. And it's obvious that somebody is, like, in the kitchen getting work done in the kitchen. So I'm thinking Andy's up maybe. And I couldn't, like, I laid there and listened to it, and I was waiting for it to stop, and it just didn't stop. And I had to go check it out. So I got up and walked down the stairs out of my room, out the room, down the stairs, around the corner, and then there was nothing. And Andy was just sleeping on the couch. So it's kind of like a throwback to the old Wilsonville story.
Yeah, but I don't remember any of that. Or I know I was around the trunk and stuff.
Because you were passed out.
Yeah. It's not my fault. It's alcohol.
Yeah. And then so I went back to bed. right?
Yeah.
So then I went back to bed. And I laid there and I was just like, I was tripping out. Like it was, so my adrenaline was a little high because I was like, that was, like, it was real. It was some real shit. Like I heard somebody downstairs and they weren't there and I got really scared. You know, I was just laying there and I heard slow footprints, slow footsteps come up the stairs and just walk in the hallway, just walking. And I was tripping out, like really freaking out. But I didn't know, but I was just laying there. I didn't know what to do. Like I wasn't going to run. I didn't want to go out there.
And then what happened to Cole? Was that the same time? Was that right around the same time?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So, because we had like this little period where it was just Cole and I over at that house for about a week maybe. And then two other roommates right. moved in with us. And so Cole was laying in bed one night. And this might have been the next night. It might have been a couple nights late, like whatever. I don't know if you were there for this, actually. You weren't there for this.
Turn that up a little bit.
What do you want?
Just turn this one up a little bit.
No, thanks. Thank you.
There's four guys.
I was scared.
Jimmy's not here once again, everybody.
Yeah, Jimmy can't make it.
Hold your applause. Can't make it again, the COVID. We haven't really missed him either, to be honest. No.
I haven't.
I mean, he was a big piece of shit. So.
He is a big piece of shit, too.
The worst.
Like, still. The
worst guy ever.
Yeah, he sucks. I was laying in bed, like, freaking out, right? And then, So then, like, fast forward to, a few nights later, maybe. If not, six. Next weekend.
Cole could verify this.
No, we got to pin this down right now.
It's your story, then.
Stick to it.
So Cole's laying in bed. I'm in bed. I'm asleep. And he's asleep. He wakes up, like, with this panic. And then he's laying there and he feels he hears something come under his door because his door is shut, but he hears like a whoosh, and he's like, first of all, he's kind of wondering why he woke up, but he just woke up.
Yeah.
And then he heard that and because he's wide awake for some reason, all of a sudden he hears that and he hears like a shuffling, like dragging across this floor and he's freaking out and he's facing away from all this. He's just hearing it. And then he's laying there and he's pretty much planning a move. He's got to go because it's freaking him out. And then he feels ice cold breeze blowing on the back of his head and on the back of his ear, like across his ear. Nice. And he just freaked and he got up and he ran out of his room and he ran into my room and like jumped onto my bed. And he was like, dude, it's in my room. Like, he was freaking like a predator. Like, it was crazy. He was just really freaked out.
It was Jack.
And we just hunkered up in my room for the rest of the night, man.
Jack strikes again.
Jack's got out.
Sounds like Jack's got a vendetta against the Catholics. I'm no scientist.
He might have just been moving around, you know, putting away the dishes downstairs. Shit.
So we had to get rid of this thing. We're a week and a half into living in bed with this fucking haunted ghost.
So Derek takes it.
He's got a name.
So Derek came over and he pulled all the records out of it, out of the case. Because we're taking the case, we're giving it to my uncle. We're giving it to Steve.
Okay, he was
detailed. Steve wanted it because we called around. We're like, who wants this thing? Yeah, we're done with it. And Steve's like, yeah, I want it. Hell yeah. I'll bring it out on the pier with me.
And he did.
Because that's where he lived, was out on a pier in Garibaldi, the old Coast Guard pier. If you're
tried to set him free.
If you're familiar with the bay. So he took it over there. So but we had to drive it over to meet him halfway. We met him in Woodburn with it. And so, yeah, by the now, Derek, roommate number three, came in. Nah, we don't rank ourselves, but he was good. But anyways, he took all the records out because he's like, these are cool, and I want to like keep them. I'm like, hey, I wish you wouldn't. He's like, yeah, but I'm gonna. And then we just we took that, we loaded up that trunk and had a, you know, a few drinks, and then drove home, blared some music, rocked out with Jack.
Life goes on.
Did a 2.5-hour trek back to the valley and brought that, got that trunk out of our lives.
That's pretty nuts, the story.
So, yeah.
Let's take a little break real quick. Yep. I think we're about at our mark for half.
Good spot.
So then we can see. Then I'll tell you what happened to Jack at the beach.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chapter 3.
Chapter 2.
All right.
We'll be right back.
So good.
Still.
Yeah, it rocks, man. It's great. Rest in peace. Eddie Van Halen.
One of the best.
What a great time in life that was.
How was that? How was that the first time you heard that?
It was awesome, man. It was,
I mean, mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, all that rock and roll was like just blowing up in our face. It was awesome.
Yeah. To hear a guy like that
just
obliterate that guitar and just melt people's faces right off their heads, and nobody even knew it was possible.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy because they were way different from like some of those other bands that did that kind of music. That's why they stuck around.
They were
like all those
times.
Big hair bands, you know. Yeah. They all emulated that band, you know, their high pitch and their sound. Yeah. They did it like nobody else. It sucks. We lost that one.
Yeah, we all got to go sometime.
Screw that.
Jack, Doug, Van Halen.
It's all fucking comes around.
I don't think that album was in the trunk.
Yeah, so one of you guys.
I don't
took
think it was.
They were
like old classic.
I don't think my brother had that album.
No, man. Derek took those albums and he like took the covers and put them on his wall and stuff. I mean, he was like a teen girl with those albums.
That was a great collection.
And even after we got rid of that trunk. We even moved houses, but those albums went on his wall, and we, not the weirdest stories, but pretty strange stories. We had a cabinet in the corner full of some stuff. We'll just call it stuff. I'll just say what it was. It was like full of paraphernalia, right? Like glass art pieces. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we went to go fetch something from that cabinet one night, and everything was gone. And we're like, what the hell? Not blaming. It's hard to pin that one on the paranormal. You know what I mean? But it was weird. And we're like, what do we do? Do we go to the... We can't, like, go to the police. You know? We'll just take the loss.
Rock a hard spot.
So, and then one night, and this is not... Can't really blame it on him, but I don't know what happened. But we were on the couch, about ready to go to bed, and I took my shoes off, sat them on the ground, and then I took my socks off and laid them on top of my shoes. And I said, "I bet you my shoes will be gone tomorrow," because a $10 bill went missing, and that was big. That was a big deal. You know, other things had happened, but I'm like, "I bet my shoes will be gone tomorrow." You know what? My shoes were gone the next day. Never saw them again. And my socks were laying on the ground. Isn't that weird?
It's weird.
Just weird. So we didn't know what to do. Like, this is just on us. I don't know. But that was happening still in Bend. Kind of simmered out. And then we all went our separate ways. And I don't know what happened to those haunted album covers.
That'd be
but
dirt.
The chest is over in Garibaldi at this point,
yeah,
because Steve took the chest from us in the transfer.
Yeah, so Steve gets the chest. I thought I'd always stayed at the pier myself, but
yeah,
Steve says that he put it up in the upstairs of the plant. So they bought this fish plant, and he was buying fish from the fishermen and, you know, moving it, selling it, and that was their business. Well, happened to be that the person that owned the plant, the person that the guy they bought it from, who he bought it from, was the Olsons, and they had an oyster business that they had for years.
Business was booming.
And something happened to Mrs. Olson. So she died, I think, there. I don't know if they locked her in the freezer or what the story is, but something happened to her.
She died in the freezer.
I think she died
in the freezer. She got stuck in the freezer.
Something.
What?
Yeah, no. Like she went into the freezer and it closed and she couldn't get out.
What?
Possibly.
Was she disabled?
No.
I mean, how would you know about it? You just got to lift the...
Something for you to look up.
What?
So anyway, Mrs. Olson was a female ghost that lived in the plant.
So there's the history at the plant.
And when Steve took Jack in the trunk to the plant, Jack met Mrs. Olson, and they ran away together and have lived happily ever after.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
And that's a true story.
That... In whatever ghosts do, you know, whether they just went poof and they're done, gone, you know, I don't know, but whatever. That's so then there's the trunk. Now the trunk is still at Jared's in Corbett.
Yeah.
So the trunk is still around, but and
unfortunately, actually, it's not right here with us.
And actually, Steve told me that he went out to the barn where the trunk is residing in, and he opened it up the other day and asked Jack if he wanted to talk. I mean, Steve's been open about this whole thing for 40 years.
Steve knows Wilsonville days. Steve knows everything about it.
He lived the whole story, too. Mm-hmm. And he has never had one experience with this ghost.
This ghost don't want nothing to do with him.
I've never had an experience with him.
I mean, neither. Not in person.
So here's a story about...
I was there, but...
About...
Have you ever had... Other than just hearing things, have you seen them ever?
I've never seen them, no.
Yeah.
But the thing about a little tidbit about, like a little fun fact about the way that he might appear, or a theory, I should say. So here's a little detail that we didn't necessarily cover, but he likes to show up or he, so.
Use your words.
So he is a voyeur, should I say.
Okay.
So he's appeared when the act is happening. You know what I mean?
I guess.
But I'm just saying, like, there's a theory that maybe he comes around or is, like, conjured up. I don't know. He's a horn dog, so he found that ghost lady.
But nobody, or only Jillian's the only one that's ever seen him in the
That's
corner.
True. I'm not saying every story relates to.
I'm just, yeah, okay.
But no, Jody saw him.
Jody saw him too.
Jillian saw him.
And Jillian saw him. And
but
I think
none
there
of
was
the
a...
boys? None of the boys.
No, yeah. And there's a rough story about the mid-era of this story, the B Street days, where their house had that hot tub in the middle. So it had what's that called? Atrium.
Atrium.
And I think he was seen through the atrium. Like, Cole had a bedroom across the atrium from the living room.
Well, that was the office.
It was the office, but Cole ended up in there because he had like a drum set in there, I remember, at one point. And he saw something like go across the living room from his room. But he was a kid, you know, whatever. You know what I mean?
That's all to be said when we talk.
I'm just trying to put it all out there for you guys.
Yeah,
right,
Cole
now
did say you'd be on the next one.
And that's, that'd be good to have some clarity from Cole too. We'll get that. We should get that.
We owe it to him.
Christmas 2020.
Marion
we'll
County
follow-up.
Knockout Boys owe it to Cole.
Have a happy Halloween and be careful trick or treating.
Trunk or treating. You heard they're doing that shit in like Michigan.
Truck or treating.
Trunk. So like the people just put candy in their trunk and stuff and stand out there. So you don't have to get close to the house.
They're doing it already in Michigan.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's not even Halloween yet.
No. Well, they said you have to do that if you're going to go out.
Oh. Because they have to space it out?
COVID rules.
Not for us. Know what I mean?
And then people have built like 3-inch PVC tubes that go down to the sidewalk from their front porch.
Air cannon from the roof.
T-shirt guns just shooting candy at kids.
Now, you can't take that away from the kids. It's not fair.
Yeah.
Just not fair.
No.
Oh, speaking of which, I got some Halloween, couple more fun facts for you guys.
Yeah, there we go.
Says, it's a $1,000 fine in Hollywood for using or selling silly string on Halloween. $1,000 fine.
Man.
Wow. Hollywood, huh? You can hope for a $1,000 fine. Go fuck yourself.
Who cares?
That's what I would say. For silly string? All right. The first jack-o'-lantern was actually made of a turnip.
No.
Wouldn't you know?
That's stupid. No way.
That's what they say. But I heard there, I read two conflicting. One said potatoes and the other said turnips.
I'd like to see you make a jack-o'-lantern out of an apple.
Should do that.
In your spare time.
All right. Halloween is the second highest grossing commercial holiday after Christmas.
Huh. True or false?
True.
True, evidently. You could have hammed that up.
I forgot what it was. I read a thing, but Americans buy more Halloween candy. It would fill up I think it was like 4 Titanics. That's how much candy we buy for Halloween.
Yeah, I believe it, man.
But their supply down at the local
even with fireworks,
market's weak.
People buy fireworks. They spend $100.
More candy, I would think. More
candy.
Yeah. Man. They buy the $40 bags of candy times, I don't know, how many people are in America?
Yeah, we've already got, we start buying candy in October 1st.
Same, as soon as it starts showing up.
And then we just start eating it.
It's a whole bag of random candies. Why wouldn't you buy it?
Yeah, I picked all the M&Ms are gone.
All right. Since we were talking about the Mike Myers movie, the blockbuster movie Halloween was filmed in just 21 days. That whole movie, isn't that crazy?
On Zoom?
Yeah, I could see production on the.
I think it came out like 72 or something. Halloween, the originals, or
I don't remember.
74 somewhere in there. I think.
I have no idea. I wish Jimmy was here.
Yeah. No shit. Right. Says, there is only a full moon on Halloween every 3 to 4 times per century. And guess what? This is one of them.
Yeah, we had a full moon in 2012.
I don't remember that.
We did, because check this out. This is so stupid. So our kids go to school at our house, because that's what you do these days, right? Mm-hmm. And so Landon, he's in the second grade, he got done with his schoolwork real quick because his teacher read him a book. You know, or whatever. And Nolan's got 8 hours of freaking trigonometry to do. Not really. But
if he did.
It's more challenging. He's not Doogie. But, all right. So, anyway.
So what's your point?
Yeah.
So, Landon went down and watched TV while Lori was helping Nolan. And then, so the other night at dinner, Landon's like, this is the first full moon we've had on a Halloween in about a decade. It was 2012. And we're like, oh, really? How'd you know that? Where'd you learn that? He said, went down on the TV and Ryan and Kelly, a boy and a girl, Ryan and Kelly were talking and they said it. Hmm. So he's just going down watching live with Regis Kathy Lee pretty much while Nolan's in school. He's just flicking through the channels. Might end up on a soap opera. I don't know.
You got to put an end to that.
School, this isn't working.
Our kid gets to go back full-time November 2nd. They finally gave us a hard date.
Wow.
They showed their huevos and said, we're not going to do this no more.
Wow.
It's been working out the way that we're doing
and
it
you
now.
And she goes to school 2 days a week, right, or something?
No, it was, and then it went 2 hours every day.
Or
five
yeah,
days a week
some
and out.
Little amount.
So they're biting it off.
And it's a private school.
Yeah, so they're going.
Yeah, because the Marion County, they're not doing it until like February.
Yeah, I heard some schools are shut down to like 2021.
They'll reassess it in February.
That's so crazy. Like a whole year. You're going to really take kids out of school for a whole year?
But I remember the full moon, the last full moon was on a Halloween when Oregon played USC. Remember that? It was a Saturday night. And I was handing out candy and watching the game, and like all these dads were coming up to the door and like, what's the score? What's the score? Oh my God. It was a big game.
Yeah.
Full moon, Halloween, 2012. Funny how you remember things, you know?
That's weird.
Just about, you just tie them. Little fun facts.
I love fun facts. I got another one for you guys if you want to hear it. Did you guys?
I was getting married.
Huh?
No, Halloween, we were back. In 2012, I got
2012?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You were back because we didn't go because Landon was, she had Landon.
Born, yeah.
And we thought we didn't want to be in Hawaii when she couldn't fly, first of all. But so that was that. I was going to say some other reason why we didn't go, but.
All right.
Next.
Famous magician Harry Houdini died October 31st, 1926.
True or false?
Ooh, it's true.
That's not true. Is that true?
It's true.
He died on doing a stunt, right?
Yeah.
What did
I don't think he was doing the stunt in front of live people. I think it was he was trying to do the stunt.
He drowned?
Yeah.
It was rigged.
So they say.
He lost his rigging.
So they say, Reagan man, the oiler.
Airboy. You know.
I was a Reagan man the other day.
How'd that go?
I didn't do any Reagan. I just signed up as the Reagan man.
Cheat the system,
The trained rigger.
Well, good for you. I like doing this. It's nice.
That's cool.
I got one more, but... do you guys want to go back into the Jack story and finish that thing off? Or
yeah, we can wrap it up.
I mean, we know it's in, what's that town?
Corbett.
Corbett. And it's been there for the last 5 years.
You did some research today, though. You went to Wilsonville.
Oh, my God.
No. Drove by the house.
I did. It's looking really bad. But and it's still there.
You went to the library?
And then I went to the library because that's where the Wilsonville Historical Society resides.
Okay.
But there's nobody there.
A little investigating reporting, huh?
I was going to dig it up, man. I wanted to see where Jack came from. It was. So maybe I can find out more. But I think there's some people that have looked him up for his history to see what kind of guy he was, because really intriguing.
You should look those people up.
I've looked him up. I've successfully Googled him before. So,
and the people that
it's hard. I can't do it all the time because I did it and then I tried and I couldn't find it. And then I tried again one time when we were talking about it and I found it again. I think I Googled Jack Angus Aurora.
Right.
And it popped up through there. So anyways, we found a picture. It came up and it was from, I think, the Aurora Historical Society. But it had all the names of the people pictured in the picture. It was like for a festival or something, a local festival. And there he is standing there.
I'll do some research, investigative research, and get back to you.
Get a picture. I'll need some. And you should have printed that.
I'll try again. Because he looked it up today and he couldn't find it.
Yeah. So.
But if I do find it, I tell you this. I'll put it up on the Instagram.
Is that a deal?
And the Facebook.
That's a deal.
That's a deal.
So right. And then the next question.
That's a promise.
Is what do we do with the trunk?
I say next time we do it, we have it here at the podcast.
Well, the podcast can go anywhere.
Or anywhere.
So if we need to go out in the woods with the trunk.
Go up to Jared's.
Yeah. I think so.
Bring the campers and just stay the night.
Yeah, just stay there.
Well, it's up to you guys, maniacs.
I don't think sacrificial ceremonies are necessary, but I'd like to spend some time with old Pappy.
I suggested donating it to the Wilsonville Historical Society.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they were a big family in Wilsonville one time for a long time.
You contact them
back in the day.
Wouldn't that be crazy? That'd be a good way to just lay it all to Ben. You pass it on to another Good Samaritan.
Where the public can
get haunted.
Give it back to a distant relative of the family.
There you go. Something.
Oh, a journey to Ireland.
The final journey.
With the trunk.
Taking the trunk back.
And we document it all on video. And sell it to Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos.
God, if I would have just...
You know that guy.
Yeah. That's where we're at with the old trunk.
Well, cool. It's a good story. It's a good one. There's a lot to it. I don't think you guys got it all out.
I don't think we did.
I'd like to hear more story of it. But there's a good majority. You guys told a good story.
Thanks.
Some spooky stuff.
We'll see.
Spooked? Are you spooked?
To be continued. Not really.
Do you believe?
I don't know. No. I don't know. I'll be honest, no. I've never seen the ghost. I've never seen anything. But I look at your guys' eyes when you tell a story, and there's no lie in them. So obviously something happened at some time to someone.
Look, I'm not...
And it all comes back to the chest for some reason.
I don't know how to say it, but it's not like
common denominator.
I believe, but I'm not freaked out by that.
I don't think I'd be. Yeah, would you be scared if you did see him? I don't think I would be scared.
Yeah.
Well, I'd try not to be. But you know,
peeing your pants.
If I shit my pants, I shit my pants. It's happened before.
Yeah. I got plenty of underwear.
Yeah.
I don't think I
would. I'm just saying, I'm not like a big ghost guy. I don't really care.
Yeah.
You know, I don't make a big deal about it.
That's what it is.
I'm not scared of an old creaky house. Yeah. I'm not scared of the dark.
Oh, man.
I know these stories. They've happened to people that I trust that the past is accurate, and I know what I know, what I've seen too.
Relatives.
Or heard. And experienced.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, but then again, sure. It's hard to say. I'm not like, I'm a big ghost believer guy either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a weird place to be because I know what I know, but it's a balance.
It's always intrigued me.
Very much so.
Yeah, it's a good story. A family story. Two tells. Two different families.
Yeah. We'll get them on the podcast. Which will be brought to you by Subway.
Yeah, Independence and Kaiser.
Yep. Subway's still doing full bore business, yeah, right?
Yeah. Fresh subs.
Kaiser's remodeled.
Yep, Kaiser's remodeled now. They're both clean and good to go.
Come on down.
So go on in that store and get a sandwich.
Mention MCKOB and get a free cookie.
Curbside delivery.
Curbside pickup.
Yeah, pickup.
They just throw it at you football style. Dan Marino back in the 80s throwing right spirals.
Right in your mouth.
Got a new toilet in the women's.
Talk about a hole in one.
So I got one more, guys.
All right.
Or we can take a break.
We'll get out of here. Do one more. We'll get out.
All right. So read the story today. It says... the White House is haunted. Abe Lincoln has been spotted by the First Lady, Eleanor Roosevelt, Queen Wilhelmina from Netherlands, and Sir Winston Churchill. Other paranormal guests include Andrew Jackson, David Burns, and Abigail Adams. So apparently, I know, right? It's a tongue twister. The name's back in the day. I tell you what.
Abigail.
I couldn't say Aborigines.
Yeah, you still can't.
I can't say. Can. You say it.
Aborigine.
Oh. Yes, Aborigine.
Oh, and then we do have to do a retraction.
Yes, and the retraction.
Who was that? It was Kid Rock. Yes. And
something Lynn. What's her
Loretta
name?
Loretta Lynn.
Yeah.
So we did a big conversation about them getting married on the last show.
We thought they got married.
And we got punked. Yep. That was not true.
That wasn't Kid Rock.
It was.
It was.
They did a spoof.
Yeah.
They said they got married, man. And then
they
it was just a joke.
They catfished us.
Yep.
But Jack White was the guy that was hanging out with Loretta.
He recorded with her, though.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, Kid Rock said that he was putting a ring on her finger.
Oh.
Yeah, what was she, 83 and he was 49 or something? She was
putting a ring on his finger.
Yeah, maybe.
Not true anyways.
And not true. It's not true.
We foolishly reported that. Oh, and yeah. It was wrong, so retraction.
Fake news.
Fake news. Yeah, we got caught. You know, I could probably pull some of that fake news up by old Donald Trump. We got fake news.
Fake news.
Now, let's get out.
Okay.
All right.
So I hope that was spooky enough for everybody.
Podcast number 18.
Don't forget, we're on Instagram. You're probably following us if you're listening to us. We have a Facebook page. Probably know about that too. Yep. And our email address is mckob@yahoo.com. And we love hearing from people all the time. We
appreciate it.
Oh my God. We love it.
And I think we got a special guest for the next time.
Cool. So
we're not going to reveal that now, but.
Oh.
Special guest. Sick. Number one fan, super fan.
We like having people on here. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it was fun, Jim. Good storytelling.
Y'all come back now.
We will. Keep feeding us like you are. Of course, we're coming back.
So, all right.
All right.
See you guys later. And you guys be safe on Halloween. Yeah. Ghost up there.
Sleeping in your bed.